Back in the day with John and Jay was sponsored by One Way Streets.
That's right, guys. If you're looking for a reliable transportation in Tiffin, Bascom, Bettsville, Fremont, Findlay, Clyde, Republic, and Green Springs, their hours are Sunday 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., Monday through Thursday 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday 10 a.m. to 2 a.m.
So beat the heat and get them treats and just call One Way Streets.
That's right. Call 567-442-1938 or look for them at Facebook at Streetsway. They are also looking for reliable and good drivers.
Good drivers. Now listening to Back in the Day with John and Jay.
Back in the day.
Where we all talk about those retro movies, music, and games that we all grew up with.
Movies.
Toys, and all the other possibilities. We talk about the old movies, not the new movies. The motherfucking old movies.
Older the better.
That's right, the ones from the 80s and maybe 90s.
Exceptions.
No way! All day, back in the day, with John and Jay.
Jason Scherter, John Berger, coming at you.
The fact is, he's the sponsor. And you signed a contract guaranteeing him certain concessions, one of them being a spot on the show.
Well, that's where I see things just a little differently.
Sorry you feel that way, but basically it's the nature of the beast.
Maybe I'm wrong on this one, but for me, the beast doesn't include selling out.
Garth, you know what I'm talking about, right?
It's like people only do things because they get paid. And that's just really sad.
I can't talk about it anymore. It's giving me a headache.
Here, take two of these.
Ah, new print. Little. Yellow. Different.
Look, you can stay here in the big leagues and play by the rules, or you can go back to the farm club in Aurora. It's your choice.
Yes, and it's the choice of a new generation.
It's Friday, it's 11:30, it's time to party with your excellent host, Wayne Campbell, and with him, as always, is Garth.
Party on, Wayne, and party on, Garth.
Wayne's World!
Wayne's World, Wayne's World, party time, excellent.
That's right.
Hey guys, welcome to Back in the Day with John and Jay.
Yep, and I am Jason Sugar.
I am John Brickner. Well, welcome aboard, everybody.
Number 27 this week, John.
27.
Isn't that wild?
Dude, we'll be at 1 year before you know it, dude.
Yes, and also, in case you didn't hear, we are sponsored.
Yeah!
We got our first sponsor, which is really nice. Nice local business, so we're really
stoked
about
that. Yeah, we love to support
that.
Local people, so
that's went perfect with what we were playing today. So
today is Wade's World, Wade's World. Awesome fucking movie from the 90s.
Just a cult classic, pretty much.
Mike Myers, Dana Carvey. I mean, based off the SNL skit, as probably you all know by now. So
Rob Lowe making another appearance.
Rob Lowe, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And Tia Carrera.
Yeah, oh, God.
God, yeah, we talked about her.
Yeah, we've talked about her before.
Firing off knuckle childrens. doing the white knuckle shuffle on the old penal scale.
The penal scale.
Yeah. Rubbing the old fucking rubber monkey, dude.
But I love movies that break the fourth wall. It includes the audience. Yeah.
Deadpool is so good.
I love movies that do that. Like Blazing Saddles does that a lot. And this movie, there's its fair share of breaking the fourth wall.
Love it.
It's like, what are you doing? Only me and Garth get to talk to the camera. Come on. I don't got much to say right now. What's that?
Ooh.
Garth is like one of my absolute favorite characters in this movie. He's so eccentric and just just so like introverted. And he's just like, hi.
Did I tell you something? Deadpool is on Disney Plus.
I just saw that.
Isn't that nuts?
That's hilarious. And
you know what? Like, I was, I turned it on at work, which I probably shouldn't have, but there was no customer.
Ah, screw it.
And, I wanted to see if it was the edited one or what, you know, because I'm like, it's Disney Plus. I ain't going to leave it. Nope. That shit's unedited. All the good Deadpool shit's in there, dude.
Disney.
It's like, Mama June's ass during yoga.
I mean,
what is there? Like, no joke. Okay, so we just had Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie, not too long ago. Yeah,
good movie.
This movie brought it back from the slumber, dude.
Yeah, oh.
Made it a mainstream motherfucking song again.
Yeah, dude, classic Queen went to number one, I believe, on the Billboard when this movie came out. Brian May, I think, sent a personalized letter to Mike Myers thanking him for opening Queen up to a whole new generation of people. Kids or whatever, or teenagers or whatever you want to call it.
Back again, dude. Mm-hmm. Queen is amazing, dude.
I think Queen transcends time, man. I mean, you can't sit here and be like, nobody's never heard of Queen. Everybody knows who the fuck Queen is. I mean, goddamn, their music's so good.
My kid was like, the other day, she's like, is that Another One Bites the Dust? Yeah. I'm like, you're fucking 12, dude. How do you know that?
That's awesome.
And then I hit her with some knowledge. I'm like, did you know he died of AIDS? And you get that from butt sex? I didn't say that.
What? I didn't know that.
You get AIDS from masturbating looking at granny's pictures.
Everybody has AIDS. AIDS.
He died of AIDS.
AIDS.
The gays in the straights and the whites and the spades. So fucked up, dude.
So funny, man.
But yeah, no, this movie was definitely a staple of the 90s. This was like 92?
Yeah, it was.
Around there?
The skit was always something that was good, but did it? You would sit here and go.
The one with the Tom Hanks in it.
Yeah, the Tom Hanks. Testing. One, Aerosmith? Two. Testing. Syphilis. One, two.
With Aerosmith?
Yeah. And Aerosmith's up there like, he's like, oh my God, he's got the baby book or the photo albums. Ah!
Oh my God. Aerosmith is sitting where I eat my nut and honey every day.
Yeah, sitting where I eat my nut and honey every day.
It's like, what is that? He's got those lips like Barbara Streisand has in Beaches or something like that.
She makes me feel all funny, like we used to climb the rope in gym class.
Such a, like, a heavily... Another great 90s, heavily quotable movie. A lot of the 90s, you know, and a lot of the movies that we talk about that are from the 90s, have SNL stars in them. Dude, that's what they are. They, like Chris Farley, when we talked about Tommy Boy, he's in this one as well.
That's right, yeah. I mean, a rather unknown Chris Farley by this, still at this time, though. But soon after this movie came out, he was definitely known.
Yeah.
But I always loved... their show, and it was always something I wanted to have, which we kind of do in a way now, but it's always like, man, I just want to just sit down and just bullshit in my parents' basement and have a show.
It looks like John's basement, but it's not John's basement.
Isn't that weird? Jason, that was a haiku. Okay.
This is so stupid, but it's fun.
Come in. Your landing gear is down. Give me that. Ow. Dude, one of my favorite parts is when, because Dana Carvey could actually play the drums rather well.
Yeah, when he's in the store.
They go to the fucking store, and he's like, Wade, can I put the Strat back into the case, please? No, my good man, I'm feeling saucy. I'm going to buy it. Do you accept cash? Cha-ching. You want to know a little known fact? The part where he goes, you know, he's like, no stairway. In the theatrical version, he was actually playing the first few notes of Stairway to Heaven, but they edited it out in the like movie and DVD release and TV release. So
they didn't have to pay copyright.
So they had to pay copyright, which is ironic because the joke is that Led Zeppelin was really protective of their music for licensing and stuff. So it's that's just like 3D. Yeah, it's just like there's no.
Oh, now I get it, dude. Because they're like,
yeah,
the store's like, it's kind of like for the movie.
Yeah,
no stairway.
Yeah, that's yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's like an. That joke, I think, I don't know if it goes over people's head. Yeah, I think it misses a lot of people, but like...
I just thought it was played over like, overplayed.
Oh, no, no, because Led Zeppelin's really protective of their right copyrights or whatever. So, I don't, you know, Plant does not like his music being used in movies and TV shows. Now...
Unless you're Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah. I know a lot of people like those dudes, and they're all right. They're good musicians and stuff.
Oh, dude, Highway Tune was so good, though.
But it's Led Zeppelin 2, Electric Boogaloo, man. That's all they are.
Yeah,
man.
Well, I love Led Zeppelin, so that's cool with me.
I mean, if that's your flavor, cool, man.
They weren't influenced by Led Zeppelin, from what they said.
They were not influenced by Led Zeppelin?
What they said
they're
at first.
Fucking liars.
They said that at first, and then they came out and like...
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah, I guess we are.
Oh, listen, there's nothing wrong with admitting that. Just don't be, you know, fucking stupid about it.
As long as you're not, like, influenced by Creed, you're fine.
Can you take me higher? My brother loves them.
Did you put the fries in the fryer?
What If's a good song, though.
I love What If. Bonnie!
Da-ding! Da-da madness!
That's what I thought it was.
What if?
What if she said yes to anal sex?
Yeah, you can put whatever you want in there, and it'll sound pretty good. Yeah,
Scott Snap, if you're hearing this, we're making fun of you. Call us in a drunken stupor.
Oh, he's probably in a ditch somewhere right now.
He's probably like.
Who are these guys? These sons of bitches? I'm gonna get them! Yeah.
He's probably balls deep in some guy right now, dude.
Oh my god!
Not that that's a bad thing.
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
Hold me now. I'm 6 inches from your ledge, and I'm creeping.
The sexual undertones.
Hold my stinky feet.
They're not Christian. It's just a ploy. It's an act. I knew it the whole time.
Fucking Creed.
I don't know. Alter Bridge is all right, though.
Alter Bridge was the best part of Creed.
Yeah.
And then they made a band out of it, which is awesome.
Yeah. Mark Tremonti's a good guitarist.
Yeah. I remember your brother was like...
That's like one of his big inspirations is Tremonti. They just came out with a
sounds
new song.
Like a fucking baseball player.
What? And now batting, Mark Tremonti. Tremonti.
Next, Don Mattingly.
Don Mattingly. Damn it, Mattingly, I told you to shave them sideburns. That's an old Simpsons reference. People, old Simpsons reference, because Simpsons were funny before 1997, so they really were.
Did you know what we got in at the store? It was really cool.
What's that?
All the South Park games for 64.
Oh, really?
You remember those?
The South Park games?
Yeah.
For Nintendo 64?
For Nintendo 64.
They had South Park games for Nintendo 64?
Fuck, dude. Was it? The one was the main game.
They had them from PC.
And you had to throw snowballs at turkeys.
Okay.
And then you had to piss on them and throw it at turkeys.
Can't believe that was on the Nintendo 64 of all things.
Dude, Conkers.
Oh, yeah, Conkers.
Conkers was on 60. I beat my kid's ass in Conkers last night. I was the Nazi teddy bears fucking just shooting the little French Jew fucking squirrels. Dude, I love Conkers Bad Fur Day, man. But yeah, we got that in. Then we got Chef's Love Shack. And then there was South Park Rally, which was like a Mario Kart.
Oh, okay.
South Park. But dude, yeah, Chef's Love Shack was like one of the mini games was like, you got to prevent Eric Cartman from getting probed by aliens in the ass. when it gets probed, it's like, and it's like there's a sensor thing that goes over his ass. Yeah, fucking hilarious.
I played Fractured Butthole?
That was good.
It's good, yeah. I liked it.
Did you beat it?
No, I don't beat games. I play them for like a week and I get bored with them, but I remember liking it a lot, so it was pretty good.
I want to play that new game, dude.
What's the new game?
Stray.
Oh, with the kitty cat?
I don't have a PS5, though. I do have PC, though. I could play it on PC.
They got a PS4, too.
I don't have a PS4, either.
Oh.
I have an Xbox Series X.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
Series X.
That's why I was playing my fucking... You can play Conkers on there, dude.
On what?
Do you have Game Pass?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's on Rare Replay.
Oh, really?
You can play Conkers on there and beat the shit out of Gary if you wanted.
Nice.
Yeah, fucking sweet.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, if you go to Rare Replay and you just download the Rare Replay, not like all this Banjo-Kazooie fuckheads.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just a Rare Replay game, dude. It's like 11 gigs. Download it.
But
it has a Conkers. Full game of Conkers, dude. Everything.
Nice.
All the multiplayer and the fucking story mode, everything. Fucking love it.
We got $5,000. We got $5,000.
Doing it always.
Oh, yeah. What are we doing? We got backstage passes, Alice Cooper.
Feed him up, Frankenstein.
Oh, I love Alice Cooper, dude.
I said that in the beginning of one of our songs. I know you're hungry. Oh, yeah. Here comes dinner. All wrong song.
I don't think I've ever released that one yet, though. It was a hot coffee. Something about hot coffee, wasn't it? I forget.
I think it was like...
something about coffee boiling. Poison. It was about coffee, though. I forget what it was.
Coffee!
This coffee's... yeah, it was about hot coffee or something. That's.
Dude, I can't remember. I don't know what the fuck.
Milwaukee.
Which means the Pride Land or something.
Yeah.
Does this guy know how to party
or what?
Does this
guy know how to party or what?
Huh? Okay.
I always love when they do the pass thing. I did that first time I got a Costco membership. Because you got to show them your little badge thing. Dude, I do that. I do that just everywhere. Just like in Wade's World.
That's fucking dude,
people
man.
Think I'm fucking mental. But
dude,
I'm,
I love this guy, man.
I'm just like...
Because, dude, no joke. Okay, so you go to the supermarket and you got the fucking automatic doors.
Yeah.
John's always pretending he's got the force.
Dude. My wife hates it when I do that.
Get the fuck out of here. I love that.
She hates that shit. She thinks I'm the dumbest. She's like, dude, you're an idiot. I actually.
Let me get the door for you.
I got it.
Dude, I geek out, dude.
Or I'll do my. I do this thing where, like, if it's not an automatic door. Whoever opens the door for me, I hit pretend it smashes me right in the fucking face. So they'll open the door and I'll go, I'm like, oh, fuck, oh my God. Just like with like Chris Farley would do. He's like, new kid, fake headbutt. There's blood everywhere. My wife hates.
No, my wife hates, dude.
What's that?
And I love doing it. Is I'll hit the brake multiple times just doing this while I'm sitting at a light. She'll be like, are you fucking done?
I can see her saying that too.
I'm like, what? I had to break.
You know what I do? Like, if there's a train on a like coming, like I go, I can beat this train. I'll speed up. And I'll go, and she'll be like, my wife's like, no, don't do it. Does it? Oh, okay. I guess we won't do it then. So I slow down. So I act like I'm not gonna stop at the train tracks. That makes her all nervous.
I can always tell when Sarah, because Sarah will be like, oh, grab the
grabs,
door.
Yeah. She don't fall for her much anymore, though. So.
Well, Sarah's bad, dude. I don't know, she thinks he's Mario Andretti or something, but her ass, dude, she backed her car this morning and scraped our garage with her fucking mirror. I'm like,
oh, shit.
And you're the one worried about me driving. Get the fuck out of here, man.
You just got that house.
She's breaking it all
up. She's breaking it all up.
You're not supposed to hit the fucking thing, man. Park at the neighbor's house. Goddamn. But she's been doing really good. I'm proud of her. She's like, it's the first time she had any issues. I said, well, did you do any damage? She goes, there might be like a little white line on the house because it's like red on the fucking garage.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. I can probably just go out there and wipe it off. It ain't no big deal. Of course, you probably got a red streak all over your mirror. Fucking damn, man. Oh, fucking women.
Take local cable access show and exploit it. Oh, I hate to be those guys.
Ripped for her pleasure.
That's like one of the most quoted things from people. So it's, you know, you go like, people are like, cool, ripped for her pleasure.
Dude, oh, man. Yeah, because, dude, no, as kids, when we watched this, we didn't know what the fuck it was.
Oh, I didn't know what the fuck he was
talking. I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? And then it took me till I was an adult to figure out that they were talking about their access show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's pretty well-written movie, which is weird because...
Ryan Doyle Murray coming back.
Oh, yeah, because he's Noah Arcade.
Noah's Arcade. Wayne's World!
Wayne's World! You pronounce it Elgar, right? I guess. Wayne! Dude, Garth kills me.
Dude, Garth's fucking dog and everything, dude.
Oh, yeah, the haircut of the dog.
Oh, aliens abducted Wayne?
Oh,
yeah. I misunderstood. Oh, Wayne's outside. Where are you? What do you want, you little nerd?
What do you want, you little geek?
Excuse me, I'd like to get by now.
I still do. That's one of the things, like, I say to this day, like, if someone's in my way, like, excuse me, I'd like to get by now. I say that to everybody. It's one of those quotes where, like, I take it with me to real life. There's, like, a handful of those, and that's one of them. That's just, you ever take, like, a movie quote, but you apply it to real life situations? Dude,
every goddamn day.
Yeah. There's a lot of them. I can't think of a whole bunch of
one of mine is like if somebody comes in the store, and they, or when they leave, and then I say, "Hey, have a good day," and they don't say nothing. I'm like, "Fuck me, right?
Fuck me, right?
Like Superbad?
Yeah. Fuck me, right?
Fuck me, right? Hey, is that what do you need in the bathroom? Is that blood all over your pants? Oh, fuck me, right? Dude,
there's others.
Shut the fuck up, Scarla. Kick his ass. Kick his ass, Mike. Shut the fuck up, Scarla.
Is that from Superbad, too?
Yeah, that's when he's about to kick the shit out of
Seth or whatever his name is.
No, the other guy.
Or the other guy, yeah.
Yeah. The one that's like, come on, man. Tiger got out of a cage, man. That dude's awesome in every fucking movie he's in, dude. Hands down. The one that's like, fucking like, the one that's like, who's going to give it to her? You. That's him.
I know who you are. You're that McMuffin.
Oh, you ain't got your police friends to help you this time, do you, McMuffin? Yeah, we got some also on our YouTube thing that we're going to be starting soon. We got some special ideas that are going to make it a little bit more interesting.
Oh, dude, it's going to be fun.
I don't care. If I have to make it out of a sock, I'll fuck
it. Yeah, right now I'm trying to figure out the lighting in here. This room sucks, but
I say we just do it in your neighbor's yard.
Just do it in the neighbor's yard. Stare at her.
Just run the wires out the fucking window.
There is a younger girl living in the duplex on the other side. Hello.
Oh, that's her. She's texting.
Oh, she's telling. What's she telling you, man?
She's like, "Dad, are you coming outside?"
Oh shit, son. We're not quite to a break yet.
Nope, it's your brother.
Oh, it's my brother.
Yep. God damn it. Fuck off. Yep. He's like, "Let me know when you're home and I'll head your way." Because he's off this week. He's going to come over and hang out.
Yeah, right.
He's trying to get me to download that new game that he's been playing, Fall Guys or something.
Fallout? So Fallout?
No, it's called Fall Guys.
Fall Guys? I don't know.
It's like a 60-player multiplayer.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Where you're just trying to get from one end of a maze to another or some shit. A bunch of mini games.
Crazy.
Wayne's World.
You know, Mike Myers hated the original. He didn't really, well, I would say hate's a strong word. I heard he wasn't real happy with the original movie. He didn't think people would like it. He wasn't real satisfied with it. But it turned out to be a really
good. Look, it's a fucking hit, man. It's amazing. Dana Carvey's a fucking genius, but The Masters of Disguise, what a fucking terrible floppy wop. And it had so much promise, but all the funny parts they showed in the fucking trailer, and then you watch it.
They called that's what they call trailer trash.
It's garbage.
Bad movies.
That's where Tim's from.
That's where Tim Twayo.
How does he know where I live?
I have another Tim thing I should probably debut soon. Because it's been in the can for like ever. The
Chinese one?
The Japanese restaurant one. Oh, no. He's talks funny.
Oh, yeah. Ed O'Neill's in this, too.
Oh, yeah. He's the one at Stan Wakita Donuts or whatever.
Yeah, dude. That donut place looked awesome.
I wanted to go to that donut place so bad.
We don't have our fucking bake shop no more, man.
I know. We don't have a really good place for like real good homemade fucking
bake goods. I was going to say, one thing I could say is, I know that JT's used to have really good fucking cake donuts. They stopped doing them for a while. Went through some hard times and shit. But
did they have someone make those?
They made them.
Oh, like that's someone I met.
Fucking kills, dude. Jolly's has pretty decent donuts.
Okay.
Cream sticks, man.
Are they bake shop worthy?
They're not.
I have not had.
I'd say they're 75% up to bake shop par.
The closest thing I've ever had to a Tiffin bake shop cream stick is IGA. They have one that's
But if you go outside of town,
yeah,
go to Bellevue or Gibsonburg, and I guess they're both fucking. There's the place in Gibsonburg is like notorious for being amazing. The one in Bellevue is called Copper Top, and it's fucking. Amazing. It's like a big, it is a big shop. Jelly rolls, cream sticks.
Oh my God.
Custard and fucking, you name it.
Yeah, I wish we had a
fucking jelly roll right now.
Yeah, I wish we had our own.
What happened to those Nestle ones? Remember those or not? Were they Nestle? What were those ones that were in the fucking the jelly rolls? It was like six pack.
Oh yeah.
Remember those? Nickels.
Nickels. I was just going to say Nickels. My dad used to get those all the fucking dude.
The cream sticks and the fucking jelly rolls.
They also had Danishes too. They had like cheese Danish and then they had raspberry ones. Yeah. And the raspberry was really good.
What the fuck happened to those? Yeah. Actually, you can go to Kroger too. Kroger has pretty good fucking donuts.
They're okay.
Yeah.
But they're just
I just missed the bake shop, man.
Yeah, it just hit different, man. It just wasn't the same.
You know, it's like having that one pussy that you fucked and it was so good. And then it just leaves, and you never get to talk to her.
She just leaves, and she goes and gets married. She blocks you on social media, and then she gets married, and then you don't hear from her ever again.
Blocks you,
and then she puts a restraining order on you. And
you want to break that restraining order just to get another piece of that jelly roll?
You want to suck it out of a straw like fucking Garth does?
Fill that stick with cream a little bit?
This guy needs crueler stat! Phil, you're partied out, man. Again. He's like, if you're going to spew it
smell,
in this.
I definitely smell a pork product of some sort.
Definitely smell a pork product of some sort. I used to say that to kids when I was.
I get it. Cop pick.
Pick. Oik, oik.
Yeah, I get it.
We had a tip. There was a drug smuggling going on. I expected 12 individuals myself. Front to
inside
back.
Inside and out.
Inside and out. He's like, he needs crueler stat. This is Stan Wakita's Donuts. Excellent munch post. Oh, dude, the gas works.
Yes.
I
was thinking that.
God
with
damn.
With meatloaf.
Dude. Yeah, dude.
Meatloaf's at the door, baby.
Yeah. Jolly Green Giants and the Shitty Beatles. I heard they suck. No, he's like, are they any good? They suck. So it's not just a clever name. Crucial Taunt, and they're just finishing up. I heard that bass player can wail.
You heard right.
You heard right. Party on. Dude, I love the sign they had. It was just some flames and shit.
It's cool as shit.
It was, oh, dude, fucking name me another place that's like that around here. Or any, I mean.
Just unless the building's on fire, I don't think you're going to get it.
And they got a pool table, too. This is the Gasworks. Excellent heavy metal bar. Always a babe fest.
Dreamweaver. She will be mine. Oh, yes.
She will be mine. He does this every Friday. You'll never afford it, man. Live in the now. He's looking at that Fender Stratocaster.
Which I've never seen anybody pine over a Fender.
Nobody. Dude, I was just going to say that, man. It's like, dude, nobody. Unless you're playing fucking oldies fucking stuff, man. Or like, do you want to. My brother would know more about, dude, Les Pauls are, like, usually the go-to for a lot of people. But
Gibsons, yeah.
Unless you have your own signature guitar. But it wasn't even a good look.
Gibson SG, mint condition.
Well, that's from School of Rock, right?
Yep.
Mint condition. It wasn't even a good-looking Fender, though. Fender Stratocaster. It was all white. It was just, like, it wasn't even, like.
I would use Sharpies and Excalibur.
Oh yeah, like we do it like you do with the Guitar Hero guitars.
As soon as I get my Metallica Guitar Hero that's lost in the post office somewhere, I ordered it on eBay before I moved, and then I moved, and now it's lost. I don't know where it is.
Oh
yeah, I need my Guitar Hero Metallica. I got my Explorer. I got my 360. I need my Guitar Hero Metallica to play that.
Shit. I still have the Goblet of Rock. It's up. I don't know if it works.
As soon as I fucking get that game.
It's buried, though.
You're coming out, dude. You're going to dig it out.
Oh, I will. It's like upstairs in my attic in the closet. And it's like, I think the drum set is over there, too. It's in pieces. It may still work. Who knows? I don't know.
Dude, bring that over and we'll fucking jam.
Oh, man, dude.
I'll move my fucking ottoman and we'll just set up in my living room.
Oh, dude.
Right on the fucking 65.
Yeah.
Mmm.
But with that said, we're going to take a little break. Jay's going to go look for his Guitar Hero Metallica in the mail.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the post office.
He's going to go to the post office.
That's closed.
He's going to break in and see if it's there. But no, he's not. I'm just kidding. But
well, Russell's going to help me. I love you, man.
Thank you. We're going to take a break, Ed. We'll be right back after this.
After this.
Dude, you're doing the clapping shit. Fucking awesome.
I'm off beat.
I'll say you're a little off now.
Freestyle on the drum. Scooby-Doo. Grab a titty. Jacked off in the hand. I said, bitch, get on your knees and show me the hot land. She said she's gonna be a big porn star. I said I'm about to bang you in the back of my fucking car. Listen, bitch. Sucking on my chili dog outside the taste of freeze. I said, I ain't got no blanket. You're about to tear your fucking knees. She said, she don't matter. She wants some of my balls. I bounced her fat ass up against that fucking wall. She said, oh yeah, life goes on. Long after the thrill, I'm gonna suck your dumb. Oh yeah, my dick goes on. I'm gonna shove it in your throat until I fucking come. Walk on. A chili bit dog. A chili bit dog. A chili bit dog. She laid there and took a dick for a moment. I said, you better lay back and take my James Dean. She said, hey, yeah, I got a good idea. Why don't you bust my lips with that sweet commie stream? Oh, yeah, my wife goes on. Calling my phone. Bitch, I ain't gonna be home. Oh yeah, she said life goes on. She jumped up and squatted and hopped on my dog. Suck on my cock, let it roll. Gonna stick my meat down into your honey hole. You better take a taste as long as you can. I'm gonna show you how I fuck like a real mountain man.
Oh man, Jesus.
Yummy. Oh yeah, life goes on. I'm taking this condom off before we get it on. Love the thrill. The baby is coming.
Oh, the baby.
Little ditty about backing on ya can. I'm gonna bang this bitch. Her name is Diane.
Oh my god.
Skip it to boo. Skip it to boo. Bacha. Let's give it to you. Let's give it to you. Hi, welcome back to Back in the Day with John and Jay.
With some more of that great 80s and 90s content.
Hey, you fucking faggots. I hope you enjoyed all that.
Oh my God. I didn't expect that. Holy shit.
No, I wanted to come back in pretty harsh and pretty rough and pretty out there, so I did.
Sheesh.
And by the way, your sexual orientation is your business. I don't really give a shit. I mean, I was talking to my cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
You well, fags.
Our sexual is our business. Remember from Kung Pao?
Kung Pao, dude. Yes, we are ventriloquists.
Your ventriloquism will not work on me.
It's probably Sarah's favorite part of this podcast. She fucking hates that movie, man. Because I guess I took her to it.
I remember the story,
and I fell asleep in the theater. Yeah, and watch the whole
she had to watch the whole fucking movie.
Fuck you, bitch. That's free movie, man. Quit your bitching, man.
Wee, wee, wee. I hope they have ices.
I'm going to stop your fist with my face attack.
I am bleeding, making me the victor.
That's such a good movie. My wife likes that movie, and she's not for those kind of movies, you know?
Windblow, and he's dead.
Windblow,
he's dead. Everybody else is like, ur, ur.
Just because I go, does not mean I am dead. But wait, if you're all alive, that means, Windblow, buddy! Zzz, there's fucking flies over him. He's like, oh.
Chosen one!
I'm coming.
Dude, I love that. Like,
oh, it's such a good movie, man. Man, more people need to watch that movie too. Such a good movie. Today we're talking about Wayne's World, though, and he falls in love with the bass player from Crucial Taunt,
Tia Carrera.
Oh God, yeah.
Ain't got no reason for reaction. No.
Yeah, a little music, Tia Carrera. If you want to hit me up, baby.
Yeah, everybody's kung fu fighting. Ooh.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I gotta go. The promoter's trying to screw me over. What I don't know what she says. Like
she's trying to screw me over on some money.
On some money. Yeah, he's like, okay. He's like, okay. She will be mine. Oh yes, she will be mine. Gratuitous sex scene. Excellent. Camera one. Camera two. Camera one. Camera two. Second one was okay.
Sorry, that was me. I wasn't turned into a mummy. I just was a yawning.
Just a yawning. He's a tired boy.
I am, dude. I've been up since 7. Fucking 2. And I don't go to bed till midnight.
Damn.
It's because I party.
Party on, Wayne. Party on, Garth.
Mom says I'm not allowed to drink. Mom says I'm not allowed to drink any fluids after 7. But I was up till 7:30 drinking milk. Fuck yes.
Ooh, you rebel.
Dude, all I gotta say is I can smell the wet panties from here.
What the fuck?
I smell you.
I can smell you through the microphone.
I smell better than you.
I smell better than you. Yeah, dude, fuck, dude, that's great. Good callback.
Oh my God, dude. But yeah, no.
The second one was pretty good. I like the second one.
Second one was all, I like it too. It wasn't, I don't think it was as good as the first.
Yeah.
But the first one was so, like, the first one breaks your, pops your cherry on it. Yeah. That's pretty much what it does.
I think it's the same movie.
It's a just very good movie. I think it would have been funny if, like, I like how Chris Farley comes back as a different.
Yeah, different.
Character.
Yeah.
I think we're like we're like the audience is just supposed to forget.
Just forget who he is. Yeah, I'm gonna go pick a fight.
I got nowhere else to go.
Why don't you just quit?
I got no place else to go.
I had to fill a brandy glass with brown M&Ms or Aussie when I was going to stage that night. We had to go to a little sweet shop on the edge of town. We had to beat the shopkeeper to death with their own shoe.
We came back and Ozzy did a hell of a rock out show.
But Ozzy went on stage that night and did a wonderful show. But that's a whole nother story altogether. guy was great. There it is, the Piccadilly Circus.
Handsome it, Dan? No, I'm just a scream guy.
Ha!
Oh, hey. Hey, guys. I'm Handsome Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, hey.
Hey, Dan. Handsome Dan.
Do you know who Handsome Dan is?
I do know. Oh,
he was
man.
The announcer in a movie I just watched the other day. An older movie.
Ain't that right, Mr. Scream? We should get our own Mr.
God
Scream.
Damn, I got to find it. I'll do one. Say something mean to your wife on through text message.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get Mrs. Scream in here.
Mrs. Scream. You son of a bitch. Ow.
Dude, Wayne's World 2.
Drew Barrymore had a cameo in that movie.
Oh, dude, she was so hot.
Sviergen.
Oh, she was so
hot. Oh, the Sviergen Jorgen Verlats.
Jeff Wong.
I got diarrhea on the trampoline. I hope to make sweet love to you in the near future. Oh, well.
Sniergen. Oh, yeah. Handsome Dan. Oh, dude. He does a lot of voices.
I could see that. He also got a good voice.
He's on The Simpsons.
Oh. That's not Dan Cat. Not no, no, no. The guy does Mo. Is it? No, maybe? I don't know.
He was on... God, dude. He's in A League of Their Own.
Shoot, fish in a barrel.
No, he was, God, where the Little Giants. He was the, when they had their game.
Oh, he was the announcer, for the game? Touchdown, Cowboys.
Yep, that was him.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then Mr. Scream is,
I've seen him before.
Yeah, He's from Revenge of the Nerds. He's back.
Yeah, yeah. He's Stan Gable.
Stan Gable. Yeah.
Ain't that right, Mr. Scream?
Mr. Scream. Isn't that right, Mr. Cream?
Mr. Cream. Oh! You're doing sound effects and everything. It's fucking awesome.
But yeah, no, dude. I like it because there's this. The talent and the cast in this movie are fucking amazing, dude. Just there's so much talent in this movie. Oh, excuse me. I had Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
So I could taste that again.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Dude, it's awesome. Anyway. one of the guys, one of Wayne's crew, Wayne Garth's crew, is the bad guy from Encino Man. He plays Matt in Encino Man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The one that they always show the gift where he's like.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy's like.
So fucking good.
Uh-huh.
Sheesh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, work is hard.
Work is hard.
Work is hard. You're not even listening to what I say. You're a sphincter boy.
You publicly humiliated the sponsor.
You're fired.
I know.
You're fired. Shuh. As if. Taking my show with me. You can't. We own the show. Ah, bite me.
That's the only thing you can say.
It's like, bite me.
And they come back and it's Garth.
Yeah. He's like, I'm having a good time.
Not.
It's like, the guy's like, you ever seen that scene from Scanners? He's like.
Yeah. It really does suck.
It really does suck.
Or at the beginning of the movie where he's putting that suck
back
on. Yeah,
the suck-o-matic. It's sucking my will to live, man. It's like, he's like. Get a load of this guy, Cam. He's like,
I like when it's like, oh, we're in Hawaii. What can like a leaky? No, you want to lay me?
Ooh, chicken. And we're gonna get it whisked away to Delaware.
Look, Delaware.
that's fucking funny.
There ain't shit going on in Delaware. Fuck off. Shit would have been hilarious.
Good thing he didn't say Ohio.
He'd be like, oh, look, we're in Ohio.
We're in Ohio.
And he's like, let's take me to a Broadway show.
Let's get to a Broadway show. It's a really stupid bit, but it's just the payoff ain't bad.
Can we just, like, no joke. Okay, I know we talked about Dana Carvey.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about how amazing fucking Mike Myers is? Like, and the fact that he did Wayne's World, we talked about him bringing back Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact that he played in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh yeah, he was the record producer.
Yeah, the one that they were like, "Fuck you, you don't want to play."
He's like, and you know what? Scott DeMouche, what does that mean?
He turned down Bohemian Rhapsody in that movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow, I never even thought of that.
And you know what's crazy is it's so tough to tell it's him at first. It's once you know it's him, then you're like, oh yeah, I can see it.
Scott DeMouche. Also,
he was in Inglourious Bastards.
Mike Myers was?
Yeah.
Oh.
But the one that gives him the debriefing in front of Winston Churchill.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
He looks over at Winston Churchill, brief him. Dude, I love that's one of my favorite fucking movies to watch, dude. Inglourious Bastards is so good.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, dude. Like, and in fact, like, of course, Austin
Powers.
I
think his parents are from Britain, like his mom or something.
Oh, Mike Myers?
Yeah, yeah.
Because isn't he Canadian?
Yeah, I think so, theoretically.
All the good ones are, dude.
All the good ones are Canadian.
John Candy was Canadian.
Yeah, they all were.
Fucking Jim Carrey was Canadian.
Yeah, everybody is.
They don't give us their free health care. They just give us all their actors.
Give us all the actors. It's a give and take, you know? It's like, eh. You gotta take the good with the bad.
That's how our health deteriorates while we're watching fucking movies.
While we're watching movies and eating popcorn and shit.
You fat fucking American.
Hey, what's this, a boot? It's a boot. I got friends in Canada, and they do talk a little like that. Not too much, though. They definitely have that, like, vowel sound that kind of protrudes out.
French?
Yeah, that little. Because I got friends that live right across the border from Detroit, like in Essex or Windsor.
Get a Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese. Look at the big brain.
Do you know why they call it that? Because it's a metric system.
Look at the big brain on Matt. I don't know what the guy's
on Brad.
Brad, that's it. Look at the big brain on Brad.
Yeah, I fucking love it, man. But just how genius he is. Like you were just before we even started the podcast, John had on Austin Powers, so it's really funny.
Oh yeah, that is even more ironic because I was watching Goldmember
with fucking where he plays like. Three or four different parts.
I love gold.
He's like the nutty professor of golden of Austin Powers.
Yeah. The taste of it. The smell of it.
Oh, that's a keeper.
Oh, that's a keeper. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, that ain't right.
What do you think of Beyonce in that movie?
I'm not a fan.
She was all right. If she would have showed her titties, that would have been cool. I'm Foxy Cleopatra, and I'm a whole lot of woman. It'd be awesome if she was a big...
I love it. You're like...
She was like a big lady, dude.
I'm Foxy Cleopatra.
I'm Foxy Cleopatra.
I'm a whole lot of woman.
Let's go to a buffet.
Let's go to the Sizzler. Dude, yeah, like, dude, that'd be funnier. Because he wanted hot chicks, so it's like, now he's...
His fat bastard, and then his girlfriend, Fat Custard.
Fat Custard? I loved you.
Fat bastard and fat cat turd.
Fat cat turd? I loved you. It was a little tulip. For my tulips.
Kind of nutty.
It's kind of nutty. That is shit, Austin.
This tastes like shit.
Don't forget about Shrek.
Oh, yeah. It was Shrek. Yeah, that's right.
Then he just kind of like died off. You know, it's like. You had the Love Guru, which...
We need Wayne's World 3.
We do need Wayne's.
With Samuel World. Jackson being a bad guy. And Tia Carrera's old ass in it.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, she's my girlfriend, motherfucker!
She's my girlfriend, motherfucker!
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell! Fucking Chappelle's Show with Samuel Jackson beer.
Yeah. The Love Guru was about all I can handle.
It was all right. It was definitely, I think that's what killed him, dude.
Have you heard of anything he's done since then, really? No. Outside of Shrek, I guess.
Justin Timberlake in that movie as the French dude with the fucking long dick or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Which Justin Timberlake was in one of the Shrek movies, I believe, too. He was King Arthur. He was Arthur, I believe.
JT is so good, dude.
Dude, he's amazing.
He is all
so
around.
So good. Hands well-rounded, down, yeah.
I would 100% go see an NSYNC reunion tour, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a fucking 40-year-old heterosexual.
I am a heterosexual.
I would have fucking hands down. Like, if Sarah would have went to...
I think of all the chicks that'll be there, though.
I wouldn't even worry about them, dude. I'm like, I'm all for JT, bro. Joey Fatone in there.
Joey Fat One. They did like a Christmas special with like all these boy bands.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. It's almost all like Michael Jackson for a second.
To me. No one that's stoned me.
Sorry, I haven't done it in a while.
I'll bring a salty snack. I hope you don't mind if I crinkle the bag.
All right.
Bring it to the bed. Do you want it, babe? Do you want me to sit there and shove my face? You know I like to eat chips this way.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, girl. Give me some more water. Go ahead, girl. Give me some more drink.
Dude.
I'm telling you what, man. I'm on it tonight, dude.
Dude, you're on a roll, man.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, that's the last one.
Yeah. I just picked up Sonic 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
For Sega Genesis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I picked up some things. We got some awesome stuff at Level Up, dude. And poor Al called me today, and he's like, hey, how much is that Sonic 3? I'm like, we already sold it. I didn't have the heart to tell him I already bought it. Like, I bought it the day before. But I'll have to keep him, you know, keep a mind out or keep an eye out looking for a Sonic 3.
Did they introduce, like, Knuckles in the third one, or was
That's an add-on. You had to pop it on.
Oh, okay.
Like Sonic and Knuckles, which
I have to add
too. But what Alex told me today said that Michael Jackson helped create that music.
The soundtrack for it.
Yeah.
Yep. I did. I think I knew that. I saw that.
Which I did not know.
Dude, speaking of Michael Jackson, I was watching this YouTube video of this, like, he's like an audio engineer, and he got, I don't know how he did this, but Michael Jackson's estate, like, who owns the music rights, sent him, but he couldn't play the whole thing. He only had to do bits and pieces, as he explained it. Had all of the tracks of Smooth Criminal. Everything. Vocals, horns, everything. And, like, he was breaking down Michael's, like, vocal cadences and stuff. And there's subtle, like you can hear Michael stomping his feet. As, like, you could, like, because he was like, oh, you could tell Michael is dancing as he's singing the song.
Oh, in, like, the fucking studio?
In the booth, in the studio. Because first you can hear him stomping his feet and snapping. But it's so subtle that if you put everything together, you don't hear it. But you could hear him go, like, going away from the mic. So he says, you could tell he was kind of like into it, dancing.
Moving around.
That's what made his vocals so good, is because he did it so soulfully. And he's just like, ugh. He's like, yeah.
It's just a little Jesus juice.
Just a little Jesus juice. Okay. Dude, I wish I had that info when we did the Michael Jackson episode.
That's okay, man. I like to add on to whatever we're doing, man, you know, because, like, I'll find out new things. I'm like, oh, fuck, I should have brought that up.
I know. Dude, I've had that several instances. Yeah.
Guess what? These are little bonus tidbits.
Yeah, these are little bonus tidbits from earlier episodes.
We'd also like to say thank you to everybody for listening, man. We've gotten our listeners have jumped up like a son of a bitch from what John says.
Yeah, dude, it's been awesome, and the word's getting out, and yeah. Thanks, everybody, for listening, man.
Our goal is to be huge. Like, is it huge?
Like, is it huge? And you could say with confidence, it is.
Like, you know.
Without, like, even hesitation. With no hesitation.
Like Andrew, who's going to release the Whopper with cheese. That huge. We want it to satisfy a blue whale.
Harpoon whale.
But yeah, definitely, man. So Wayne's World.
In the second one, that her dad, wasn't that the same as Master from Balls of Fury? Wasn't that the same guy?
That's Christopher Walken.
No. That's the what she tries to marry in the second one.
Oh, yeah.
The dad.
The dad,
like,
is.
Tia or Cassandra's dad is the same Master from Balls of Fury. Okay. We'll do it your way.
I like in the first one. No, we can't go off of that. Let's do the Scooby-Doo ending.
I love shit like that, man. Just like Hey, well, I'm Biggie Sharp from Sharp Records, and I heard your record. Well, we got through. That's the all right. Let's see who it is. Oh, it's Old Man Jenkins from the amusement park. You're Shaggy. Excellent Scooby-Doo ending.
Wayne, you ruined my career.
You ruined my career.
We can't have an end like this.
We can't have... Well, hold on. We can't end the movie like this. Yeah.
Let's do the ultra happy. Oh, yeah, the... Let's
do the mega happy
end. Oh, yeah, yeah, he's like,
you were amazing last night. What, you didn't think she'd actually end with Wayne, did you? Hold on.
Oh, yeah, because they do Thelma and Louise, dude.
Oh, let's do the Thelma and Louise ending. Oh, excellent. Let's just keep going, Wade. And they're falling. They're like, wait a minute. We can't end the movie like this. What a great bit.
Let's do the ultra happy ending. Not only did I love it, but I'd like to sign you to a like three-year contract.
A three-year contract. Three-record deal or blah, 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 blah. So
Wayne, I love you.
But I'm pregnant. That's why I've been so moody.
Garth, I love you. I love you too, Dream Woman.
I love you too, Dream Woman. The second, one of the best bits in the second movie is Wade gets a girlfriend.
Garth?
Or, Garth. Sorry, I said Wade. Garth gets a girlfriend.
I don't wanna, wanna.
No, I don't wanna. He's a dead man. Are you wearing Brute? My woman prefers me in cologne.
Be like, what did she say? You wanna? He's like, you don't have any clothes on.
Oh yeah, it's like, can I be frank with you, Garth? Or can I be frank? Yeah, as long as I can be Garth or something like that.
Why, we can't go because you don't have any clothes on now.
Yeah, he goes, yeah, I'm low on gas and you don't have any clothes on. Or
you don't have a jacket.
You don't have a jacket and I'm low on gas. You want a drink? Sure. Your Coke's gone bad.
So clueless. Oh, man.
I'm dancing. And she's like slithering on him. He's like, I'm dancing.
So awkward, dude.
So good. It's so funny. And then like he falls or something, and then she picks him up and slams his head into the fucking door.
Oh, yeah. She carries him to the threshold.
Yeah. He's like, ow. I hope I wasn't too much of an animal last night. It's fucking bubbles. I think it was Bubbles.
Yeah, because he's like...
Yeah. Hope it wasn't too much of an animal last night.
Hello. Good
Hello, time. Darling. I hope you slept well.
Hope you slept well. Yep, he's all like...
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes. Garth even got pubes. You didn't tell him about my pubes, did you? No. Of course not. How old are these guys again? They're in their 20s, maybe? I don't know. They're... Garth is just a slow developer, it seems. Very slow.
Dude, I tell you what, man. I fucking love these. Like I said, if you have not watched Wayne's World 1 or 2, dude, you need to watch
them. Yeah, they're both good. You can watch them back to back, and they're great.
I think they're going to have Macaulay Culkin in Wayne's World 3.
Dude, that's funny. That'd be funny.
Because Home Alone 3 didn't have Macaulay Culkin in it.
Oh, my God. How many Home Alones are there? There's like 8 of them, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. They just came out with one like 2 years ago.
How many kids you got to have?
There's so much neglect. These parents should be locked up. Home Alone. When we do Home Alone, I got a lot to say about Home Alone 2.
They should have just had the kids from Vacation movies do
it. Oh, there you go.
Different ones every time.
Hi, I can hardly recognize you kids.
You know what would be really funny is if they did Harry and Marv, but their females cast as Harry and Marv, and they just had drawn on mustaches and shit. God damn it, Marv. Go in there.
Today's news. The Notorious Wet Bandits were sentenced to death today.
They're wet bandits. Because our pants are sticky. Got that?
Sticky bandits.
We got sticky buns. We were the wet sticky bandits because our panties are stuck.
Oh my God, the female goofed. Version?
Yep. Ew. Kevin McCum Dumpster.
Are we doing porn spoofs?
We're doing
again?
Porn spoof.
We're thinking of, well, it's about the end of the episode, so we're thinking of
It's called Bone Alone.
Bone Alone, dude.
Then there's Bone Alone 2, Ready to Pork.
Ready.
You gonna suck this dick, Mary? It's Marvin Mary.
Marvin Mary. Mary.
Mary, I'm coming in.
I'm coming in. Oh my god, dude. Boat alone. Boat alone too. Ready to pork. Lost in your pork or something. I don't know. Kevin McCumdumpster.
Kevin McDumdumpster.
It writes itself,
oh,
man.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Dude, that's so funny.
Oh, cunt's girlfriend. Yuck.
Cunt's you girl. You just make the whole movie like that. That
it'd be
you
awesome.
You just do a shot for shot remake just with nasty fucking shit.
Where he's using his pellet gun to shoot his mom's dildos down the drain. Down the fucking laundry chute.
They just flop down as they go down the He uses porn toys as traps.
And then, oh yeah. And then when he's in the living room, he's watching a dirty movie.
Yeah, he's watching
Filthier Angels.
Filthy Angels.
And then he's sitting in the fucking recliner with lube and fucking shit. He's like, guys, I'm about to jerk off. You better come out and stop
me. Hey, guys, I'm watching porno about to jerk off, so you better come out and stop me.
And then a drum thing plays.
Dude. Oh, hold that side, guys. We're going to conclude this broadcast today.
Yes.
Guys,
well, thank you all for listening. This is number 27, of course. Again, we really appreciate it. Like I said, we appreciate our sponsor, you know, One Way Streets, for sponsoring us. If you would, you know, we're looking for more sponsors as well, so we can make our sponsor list a mile long. Just get a hold of us.
Yeah. Yeah, this episode will be 6 hours long and it'll be nothing but 5 hours of fucking sponsors.
1 hour of us talking
just
about
1 hour of us.
Bone alone.
Bone alone, yeah.
Crocodile Hung D.
Crocodile Hung D. Always leave them wanting more. That's not a knife, that's a dildo.
Wayne's girl.
Wayne's girl.
Oh my god, dude.
You have a sick mind, and I love
do.
It. I love it, though.
All day, every day.
Backofthedaypodcast.com is where you can find all of the old episodes.
That's right.
And you can find us on Spotify. And that's it. No, I'm just kidding. Apple Music.
Amazon Music.
Google.
All the other ones, man.
All the other ones.
Except for YouTube, but we're coming.
Oh, yeah. We are coming with a vengeance.
We're coming in your ear pussies.
We're coming in your ear pussies. We are. I can tell you the episode we'll do. I think we were talking about doing the new Adventures of Pippi Longstocking for our first YouTube episode.
Yes, and I'm going to get a fucking red Pippi wig, dude. I swear to God.
Do it, dude. Oh, my God.
If I can fucking find one, I will.
Yes.
And I'm going to put fucking washable marker on my face.
Oh, my God. Fuck yes.
Pippi Dong Sloppy.
Pippi Dong Sloppy. Fucking great. I can't wait. So, guys, stay tuned for that. We'll be there with that.
What a stupid, silly, horny, sexy girl. All
right, guys. We'll see you on the next one. I'm John Brickner.
And I'm Jason Sugar.
Peace out.
Later, guys.
Nothing really matters to me.
Checking our sponsor, One Way Streets.
They're looking for reliable drivers, and if you want to check them out on Facebook, check them out on Streetsway, or you could check out the link in the description of the episode.
Reliable drivers, and to bring your goodies.
Hey everybody, this is World Heavyweight Champion Rocky Balboa. telling you to go to shop.backinthedaypodcast.com. My face has been getting beat for over 30 years, but that doesn't mean you can't look good when you get your ass beat sometimes. So that's shop.backinthedaypodcast.com.
You're a bum, Rock!
Hey, Mick, what you gotta say that for? What about my prime, Mick? Well, you know, you can look your prime by going to shop.backinthedaypodcast.com and grabbing a new shirt. All right, time for the show to start.